Welcome back to the back alley where stuff gets dropped and we have guests on frequently. Today we actually tonight I posted on the Instagram. We have a very special guest. Been waiting for him. We also have a couple others on the waiting list. Henry?
Yeah, this one's special. He is a ESPN highlight alumni, if anybody didn't know. And quick update on a few things. The Blue Boys of Illinois College from Jacksonville are 2-0 as of right
They
now,
are. We
getting their second win yesterday at Blackburn.
will get into that soon.
And this specific player we have on right now was the leading scorer last night.
That is
So,
true. That is true. If you want to look up your stats real quick, pause the video. I'm sure you could care less, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Henry, cue the music. Tonight, we have Josh Harris. Welcome, Josh Harris.
What up, what up, what up?
Wait, hold on. I gotta get a. You don't have that good idea.
For sure, for sure.
Welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you. We have a couple questions we're gonna get into.
Appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, Henry, you start us off, just kind of flow right into it.
Yeah, we like to hit the background coming first. We work the way up from the junior years up to the senior years.
Okay.
And so Josh, where did you attend high school at?
I went to Timothy Christian High School in Elmhurst, Illinois.
So what kind of atmosphere was that?
It's cool, like very small school, I would say about 400 kids in the high school, so pretty
Okay.
small. At 2A, great atmosphere though. We always showed up for the sports games. Soccer was a big one, volleyball was big, basketball was big. So a lot of support there, I would say for sure.
I guess I didn't realize you guys were 2A.
Yeah, we
Okay,
were.
so we have a lot of connection there. We're also 2A alums too.
Gotcha, that's
So
good.
2A basketball is good stuff.
Two-way
People
basketball is good.
underestimate us.
For sure.
This might be a dumb question, but did you have to, was that like a feeder high school or like did you have a junior high that was Timothy Christian?
Actually, funny story.
See,
I'll
here
tell
we
you
go.
how I got to Timothy. My middle school, the old one I went to before I went there, closed my 7th grade year.
Ooh.
So personally, I wanted to go to Fenwick, but my mom didn't want me to go to from 1 year of 8th grade, then go find another college high school. So I was like, okay. And
Makes
then she was
sense.
like, shows me Timothy, which Timothy's preschool through high school. So I got there at 8th grade while everybody else already knew each other from preschool. I'm just this
Ooh.
new kid on the block.
Ooh.
And
How'd
that's how I
that
ended up.
feel?
I had two other people who were a grade above me, kind of I knew from when I was younger, so they kind of
Okay, that's
introduced me
nice. That's
everything.
nice.
So that was cool.
So when you came in, were you the best basketball player coming in?
Funny story, my first summer league game with them with the 8th grade team, actually at 35. So
Oh, damn.
So how'd some of those teammates feel that you came in and kind of showed them how to play?
they actually kind of were happy because they got second the year before I got there. So like, oh yeah, we're gonna win this whole
Oh, I
thing
see.
this year.
Okay. That's good. That's good because some teams would like crash out
Yeah, no,
sometimes
they
and
actually open they welcomed me pretty openly actually, so it was fun to have
that's
them
good.
around.
That's good. And then from high school, what would you say your best basketball memory was?
Definitely making it to state. I would say after the super sectional game when they finally made it. It was the first time that school's made it in 40 years, my junior
Wow.
year. So
Wow.
that was real fun. Unfortunately, COVID kind of ended before we got to play,
Yeah, that's
but
terrible. That sucks.
that was definitely the best
I did
memory.
hear about that at Identity. Henry, thanks for showing up.
Yeah, man. Missed a good story.
Oh, what was I gonna say? Henry lost my train of thought. I can't think. Can't think. Something about eighth grade year, but I can't remember.
Did you want to ask if we ended up winning that championship?
Yeah.
We did not. I unfortunately got hurt in the semifinal, and we ended up losing, so we ended up getting third place.
Wow. That's terrible. Did your team cry?
We actually were a little emotional after that game, but then we had to play the third place game the next time. And funny story, actually, I didn't play until the fourth quarter got in because we were losing then, and I was like, Coach, I'm going to try to go. And I couldn't even walk. Like, if you see the film, I couldn't even sit down for timeouts. Like, that's how bad my back was hurting. So, like, it hurt for me. So I got up. I was limping on the court everywhere. We actually ended up winning in overtime for that game. So, yeah, that was my eighth grade basketball career right there.
So was that your biggest basketball injury you ever encountered?
Actually, no. I've hurt my Achilles before. I was actually out for, like, 4 months, five months maybe.
Oh.
I actually heard it on the jump ball. That's why I don't do jump ball anymore. Fun facts.
I never heard of that. You might be the one and only to do that.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
And then growing up in high school, do you got any fond memories outside of basketball?
Definitely got some fun ones. All my high school friends will remember this one. We were, you know, Chick-fil-A was the pregame spot. So, you know, we would all go, half of us would go to Chipotle, half of us would go to pregame Chick-fil-A. Then we'd come back to school with our food to watch the freshman and JV play. And our coach would just walk in. He'd be like, are you guys ever going to eat healthy? Because we would all have these fat bowls or burritos. And then I would have two sandwiches, fries, the drink. You know, that was a pretty fun moment for us. A lot of our school dances, you know, we tried to make those as fun as possible as we could. I would say prom was pretty fun. We ended up on a boat in Chicago, so that was fun.
Oh, that is fun.
No. Oh. Private school money, man, I can't say. It was great sometimes.
Dang, a boat.
This might be a dumb question. Well, I actually have two questions after that boat. Was there anything exciting? How big was this boat? Are we talking?
Pretty big. It held a lot of people, I will say that.
I guess one of them is... do you still, or did you have, like, I don't know how to word this. Do you still talk to your high school friends? Or are they all kind of, you know, acquaintances
I talk
now?
To my core group. The core group I had throughout high school, I talked to those guys almost every day, probably.
Okay.
But
yeah, I guess
some
that
of the
was
guys
my question.
And some of the friends I had in high school, I have lost contact with, unfortunately.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We didn't fall off. We just fell off, you know, went our separate ways. Yeah. Still cool with them all. Like, if they text me right now, I would answer with open arms. Like,
yeah. That's good.
So, Josh, you're an old man now.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans after this big-time senior year of basketball?
Right now I'm looking to either sign with an agent and go overseas pro.
Right
now I kind of want to be an AAU coach around the 14, 15-year-old.
Give me that.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Do we have a professional basketball player in the making?
I do want to be an overseas basketball player. You know, that's kind of always been the dream. My dream was pro, but, you know, I've seen a lot of overseas and seen a lot of guys go over there and do well over there.
Easy there, Lewis. that turned everything.
Yeah, I kind of keep that
I don't know if you can answer this question, but how do you even get with an agent?
Well, from what I've heard, because I have a couple of friends over there already. He had sent his highlight film and, like, his accomplishments and all that throughout college to, like, a bunch of agencies. And then one of them fortunately responded and gave him a chance and, like, helped him find a contract over there.
Bro, they live the life over there, too. They get free everything almost. Yeah. What do they get? They get a
free living space, car.
Yeah, you be driving since overseas, like those Beamers and Mercedes are like the common car. You get one of those.
They live
food.
Good over
yeah.
there. No. If I'm fortunate to get that, I'd be very blessed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks like I'll be traveling overseas and finding some German ladies, I guess, over there at the basketball games.
Really?
And, dang. I told everybody we have a very famous guest on this podcast. If anybody didn't know, go back to last year. Was it first round, Josh?
First round
of the D3 national tournament at WashU University.
Henry.
Point, what was on the clock?
It was probably like 2.7 seconds left, maybe.
I'm going to say even less. I'm helping your cause, Josh. I was going to say like 0.9. Man inbounds it, passes it, no look, jumps, and turns around and fires a three. Didn't even look at the rim.
At all.
Can you take us through that moment?
Well, I tell everybody this because when I first hit the shot, I kind of was in so much shock. I kind of started running. And then I realized I ran away from the crowd of our fans. So then I found them and ran toward them. And then I got really tired after running. So then I just kind of was like, let's go, turned up, like waving my hands around. And I was just in so much shock. Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, it was just overwhelming at one point.
And that's in the Blue Boys to the second round of the tournament where you guys, what, didn't you guys only lose by one?
We lost by 1 point, unfortunately, yes.
So, a lot of experienced players back from impacting the tournament last year. So, we're looking at a good run this year, would you say, Josh?
Yeah, I think we can get right back to where we were last year and probably even go further.
Yes, for sure. You need a ring, Josh.
I do. I need to
finish out a ring.
You know, I got the conference. I need that national.
Yeah. We take a look at Trine. They only beat Wabash by 10 this year. And Wabash, according to my cousin that goes there, is not very good this year.
No,
but I thought Trine didn't lose much people.
I've heard Trine actually has a pretty good team again this year.
That's what I thought.
But I haven't really looked into their roster. You know, I've just kind of been focusing on IC at this point
in
time.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just thinking like they won the national championship last year, and that just shows like
really open for
it's
everybody.
Open for everybody.
All it takes is one good run.
Uh-huh. And they beat, they, I think their first, was it their last two? I think they had a buzzer beater too. So
yeah,
it's like.
I know they beat Platteville off a buzzer beater.
One stop. That's all it takes.
All it takes.
So Josh, this week we got a big tournament coming up. Thanksgiving tournament at IC. This was a fond memory for me and Andrew. I'm pretty sure it was it wasn't our first visit, it was our first game we came to.
Okay.
And you guys played Wabash last year.
Came to that one last
so
year.
we're familiar with the Bill Maris tournament. So wait, who we got Friday first game?
We got Concordia, Wisconsin.
Actually, me and Andrew did visit there.
Really?
Yeah. So
got a little history with them.
I'm gonna say we got a win. No disrespect to Wisconsin Concordia. I'm going to say we got win there.
No, I will
okay,
say.
Okay, Lewis. I just saw Knox almost beat Milliken here. Okay?
We did see that.
Henry, I swear to God, if we lose, you will be sleeping outside. And I hope the sprinklers are on that night.
Well, you know, I actually have one of my old high school teammates goes to Concordia, Wisconsin. So it would be fun
really?
To see him. He's on their team.
How does he think they are?
We actually haven't talked about each other's teams. He actually texted me probably yesterday and was like, excited to see you. I was like, yeah, you know, it's going to be a good time catching up. Unfortunately, it would be suck for him because I think we'll be winning too. You know, I don't think we'll lose many games,
yeah,
if
I hope
any
we don't.
At all. So.
I hope we don't. That would be a great start at freshman year, seeing our team as a whole do good.
Fact.
We are going to lose Josh Harris next year, as well as Matt Thompson and Buzz Ritzel. Key components. Matt Thompson is out right now. He should be back soon. But
I actually heard he's practicing today or tomorrow.
Oh.
I mean, tomorrow or Thursday.
So he's back.
Yeah, I heard he's back.
He's back. You hear him. He's back. And Yeah, that's going to be different next year as well. I mean, I don't want to look into the future, but I don't know. Yeah, we're losing some key components.
We're losing three experienced guys.
Three very experienced guys. And,
but I think this team will be just fine. Yeah. I've seen how they play in practice. I think they'll pick up on what we've taught them.
Hopefully
bring their own things, and they'll be just fine. Yep.
I agree. Henry, I see you have a notepad over there full of dumb questions that not even a rock could answer, so give them up.
So, Josh, we're two games in right now.
Okay, yes, we are.
Not to predict anything too early, where do you see us finishing, and then what's realistic, do you think? Or where do you want us to go, and what's realistic compared to where you want to go?
Now, are we talking the conference, or are we just
talking about... Let's start with conference first.
For conference, truthfully, I think we three-peat, and we actually host again.
Yeah, did everyone hear that?
Three-peat. No, we've won the past 2 years, and I don't see too many people beating us again.
Trace.
So, yeah, I think we win that. I think we go back to the national tournament, and I think we get past the second round if they give us a good pool. I actually think we might have a chance to host if they are willing to give that to us, which would be really fun.
Brunner would be bumping.
Brunner would be jumping. That place would hold a lot of people.
Does that mean we get to dress?
Yes, I think. I am not the coach, but...
Coach Schwer, I very hope that you place me in a position to watch Josh Harris where I'm not having to fight for a seat. Actually, I might be having to fight for a seat on the bench.
No, I know he will be putting you guys on the bench at the very least, for sure.
That'd be awesome.
Because everyone travels the national tournament. That I know for a fact.
Okay. Well, then that's... I mean.
Yeah, look out for number 12 in warm-ups.
Oh, yeah. I heard he throws down a mean off two windmill.
But look out for number 4 on the court scoring. So, based on last year... For the teams you were going to play in the upcoming conference, is there any specific teams about every time you have a good game against? Like, you know for sure you're going to have a good game. Like, in high school, personally, there was a team I always went in and always had a good game.
You know, to be honest, I think every time I play at Beloit, I end up having a pretty good game.
I heard Beloit's pretty rough.
Yeah,
take us through that.
You know, my first year... playing at Beloit, you know, they're kind of like scrappy, little tough little guys. You know, they try to play tough, try to talk a lot of stuff on the court. But, you know, you got to withhold that, you know, and then at the end of the day, you got to put the ball in the hole. And I just think we do that a lot better than they do. And I think we play a little better defense. They do have a good team, though. Don't get me wrong.
And then if anybody didn't know, we also have Grinnell in the conference. And tell the audience about them a little bit.
If you want to know what Grinnell plays like, just go look up a video of them. They are fast-paced, trap you everywhere, shoot a lot of threes. They literally live or die by the three.
And when he says they live or die, how many do you think they shoot a game? 50?
At minimum, 50.
Oh.
It's just a lot. Trust me. You guys will see. But have you guys watched the Grinnell game?
He has once.
Yeah, back in my prime last year. No, I'm just kidding. I came over and watched the Grinnell game because I was at the Bright Blue event, and that was the craziest game I've seen. Yeah. It was like, I don't even know if you call it basketball. Can you walk us through, does the football team come and... I feel like I've heard something about this, but I'm unsure of.
You know, our practices are looking a little different when we practice for Grinnell. Football does come in, and they will Schwer likes to put 6 people on the court at a time instead of 5, so it's a lot harder to get the ball up the court. But, you know, they play very athletic. You know, they just jump around, fly around, get steals. That's how Grinnell plays, so he likes to bring the football team.
That is such a smart.
I think it's a great thing for us. I think it really does help us.
Oh, I got some. You were placed up on the wall. When was that? And what'd they say to you? Like, did they say, can I just get a quote from you of what you think I see as like?
You know, I think I gave that quote my freshman year, and I don't remember giving it. But I also remember it was fall break when I went home and they had a different person on the wall. And Matt sent me a picture last year. And I just happened to be on the wall. So I didn't even know they were doing that.
Hopefully that, I mean, yeah, I hope that never gets taken down. We wouldn't want to lose King Josh Harris. Couple other questions that I thought of. You mentioned, I actually don't know if you did, that you had a brother. Is this true?
I do have an older brother.
Older brother,
he's
okay.
He's on my dad's side.
Dad's side. Is he, how old, how much older is he?
Well, actually, fun fact, I have a brother and a sister. They're both 42 and 41.
Oh, okay.
So they're a lot older.
Okay.
I basically call them my second mom, my second dad.
Makes sense. Well, I guess that's, yeah, I didn't know that. What was... now that you're in J Vegas, what do you what was Chicago like? Like, I want to live in the city for at least like 2 years of my life. What was it like?
You know, I live on probably like the suburbs of Chicago, yeah. So even then, it's still pretty crazy. You know, It's a lot crazier than this in Jacksonville. But you know, this summer I did have a fun opportunity to go downtown just to hang out and. Boy, when I tell you it's a lot of people down there, yep. It is a yep. lot of people down there at all times. But it is a beautiful place. I will say, if you have a chance to...
Yeah, we've been downtown. It's just like we're there for 3 days, and it's like a face full. So it's like...
You know, my friend actually lives down there, and he says it's very expensive, and, you know, it takes a big boy job to live down there.
Yeah, it's wild. Chicago... you know, we always drive through it because if we were going to a tournament like Milwaukee or something, you go through it. But really, only in our lifetimes, me and Andrew stayed actually in the city like twice. And it's a whole different feeling.
Oh, it's a whole different ballgame.
Like, and the feeling was wild. Like during Christmas, too.
Bro, you guys caught the worst stuff.
No, I loved it.
I will say in the winter, though, it is a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Snow, when the snow's on the ground and it's on it, it's a beautiful place.
Michigan Avenue.
Yes.
Well, coming up this week, the Blue Boys take on Wisconsin Concordia Friday. Then we will play. Do we know who our opponent is Saturday, or does that determine?
It determines after the 5:30 game that Friday. They play Nebraska Wesleyan and Franklin.
Franklin. That's Indiana, right?
That is Indiana.
We went to a camp that year, so we know the assistant coach. That'll be kind of cool to see if we play him. I doubt we will. I think
I heard Nebraska Wesleyan is pretty good, actually. Yeah, so.
I did hear about that.
But you
that.
Never know. You know, basketball has a lot of upsets in it.
Uh-huh. You never know. So we'll see. What, are you the type of person like me where if I play a team that's just I know is bad, that I'm going to play worse in that game than I do when I'm facing a good opponent?
You know, I like when I play like teams where we're almost like supposed to lose rather than a team we're supposed to beat, because I feel like I play better in those games.
And it's like you got nothing to lose, kind of. Okay. Yeah, well, you do have something to lose, but, like, it's not as...
But, you know, I actually like, you know, now I take every game one at a time, don't even look at the opponent at this point. It's like, we got to win.
Yeah, it's definitely different in college because people can upset you.
Facts. College basketball, like, it's not too many blowouts in college basketball.
Like, high school, like, you could walk into a bad team. They could play rough, but you know you're still going to win.
Yeah.
Even playing bad, but college, yeah, different.
No, college, everyone hoops and everyone wants to win.
And we will wrap this up here. Anders,
we're reaching about the 25-minute mark, and I still got a couple of questions, Henry. So thanks for stopping us early. Me and Henry know you really love an artist named Rod Wave.
The GOAT.
Give us your top three songs, and why do you like him so much?
Top three songs. I'd probably have to say 2019.
Don't even know that one, but okay.
That's a banger. I'm probably going to say Love Overdose. I think that's a really good one. And I'm going to have to say Alone.
Alone.
You know, but the reason I like Rod Wave so much, everyone thinks because he's a sad music artist and he makes
that
sad
is
music.
True.
He does make
that
sad
is
music,
true.
But the real reason I like him is because he kind of brings, like, I have anxiety and he kind of brings it down listening to soft music.
Okay.
So I kind of listen to it for that aspect, and he really brings like a peace of mind almost.
That would make 100% sense. I guess I could take it in consideration now. Is there any other artists you like? Or no, actually, we told Hoyt this, and I forgot about it. Pre-game meal, pre-game warm-up, and do you have any rituals or superstitions that you have?
Pre-game meal, you know, I like to just keep it light. Turkey and bacon sandwich.
That's smart.
Probably with some lettuce.
That's smart.
Just keep it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-game warm-up, I'd probably say I like to keep my knee. Probably
okay.
Both because I'm old now, so.
Yeah.
Can't do it without it. I'd probably get some form shots up, then yep. I'll go straight to layups, try to get different finishes, and then I go to floaters just to get touch shots around the rim.
Yeah, dude, floaters are not easy, especially in college.
And then I go different dribble pickups just for a quick midi pull-up, so I do yep. those around the mid-range area. Then I'll get 5 spot threes in, and then I get 5 free throws, and that's kind of my warm-up
okay,
routine.
Okay, so you're working in from out. Okay. Is there any, like, do you have to wear the same socks, same underwear, is any of that?
Superstition, I have to have one home shoe, one away shoe. Like, I can't wear the shoe I wear for the home games, I can't wear for away games. The shoes I wear for away games, I can't wear at home. So.
Hold up.
You guys.
I never thought of that.
Well, actually, me and my dad started this a while ago, probably my freshman year. So, my dad and I have an agreement for right now that I buy all my outside basketball shoes. So, like, all the Jordans and
yep.
Crocs and stuff you see me wear, I buy those. But all
and
the basketball shoes, he buys. So, like, he always wants me to wear a different shoe because he has a superstition that Michael Jordan wore a different shoe each game.
Ooh.
We don't have
ooh.
Money to buy a shoe for each game, so therefore we just did home and away.
Yeah, no, we need a – Henry, speaking of, we need to get some new basketball shoes because you see me wearing the same white shoe.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm waiting for these blue ones to pop out, but I don't know when.
Yeah, so I'm fortunate enough for my dad to help me out with the basketball
yeah,
shoe part.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I did not know that was that's one we've never heard.
Yeah. Other
yeah.
than that, I don't really have a superstition or anything.
There.
Oh, I also have to take a pregame shower. I do that.
Interesting. Hot or cold?
Hot shower.
Ooh. Ooh. Hold on, Henry. This is one of my other ones I have. Okay, I just had it. Hey, Lewis, you messed me up again. You messed me up. We are now calling Henry Lewis. If you've ever seen the show Suits, Lewis Litt on there. Look him up. You'll see Henry clear as day. I had one more question, but Lewis messed me up.
Come on, Lewis.
Henry, you can speak first. Wait, are you going to the end or are you speaking? Okay, I got to think of this.
Yeah, Josh, I like to ask this one. You can answer however you like. So, LeBron, everybody's wanting to know the question. What are you in a relationship?
I am actually not a LeBron fan. I'm a Lakers fan. He just happens to be on the Lakers, so I have to like LeBron. My favorite player of all time is Kobe Bryant.
I see we're getting away from the question here.
No. What's your question again? Could you repeat it?
Any relationship as of right now?
Ah. No, I do not. I am currently single.
You can go as far or as little as you want into this.
You know, I would say I'm just living life one moment at a time. You know, whatever happens, happens.
I like
would say that.
I do the same as well.
All right, I got some questions now. no, hold on. These are two.
Okay.
This is actually one we should have asked at the start, and we didn't. recruiting process. How'd you get here? See, that's a valid question.
That is a valid question. Actually, my sophomore year of high school, Coach Schweer came to one of Timothy's games at the Christmas tournament recruiting one of our bigs.
Oh.
I happened to have a 25 in the game winner that game my sophomore year, and he just kept me on his radar. And then COVID hit my junior year, and I kind of just all the recruiting stopped at first. Yep. Schweer was the first person to text me after COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we scheduled a visit, so he was kind of my first visit and offer,
yep,
so to say. Then I went on a couple more. I went to, like, Wisconsin Lutheran, went to Monmouth, went to Loras. And, you know, none of them really hit home like Illinois College. So
agreed.
That's
agreed.
What kind of led to my decision. I actually committed on Christmas Day breakfast.
You woke up and said, I'm committed.
Woke up and I felt like it was the right choice.
Yep. That's awesome. That's how we felt as well. And that's how Hoyt felt. You'll hear that throughout the people we have on through athletics. They will say it felt like home. Yeah. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you, Josh Harris, for getting on the show.
No, thanks for having me.
About 2 months since we've actually decided to put you on the show. we have another great guest coming on next, and you're going to be excited for that one. Henry's going to actually follow us on Instagram at TheBackAlley24. Like, comment, and keep reposting to your friends, because I met somebody I really didn't know, and he knew our podcast, so that's good to get it out there. Comment for or DM for more ideas of podcasts, maybe questions, or just random stuff. And this is Andrew, and Henry will be speaking later, but we are out.
Yes, we'll post a question before each podcast. Sorry, Andrew's post might have been a little confusing because I was confused as well with the question.
Okay, Henry.
But we're going to go ahead and end this podcast. And this goes out to Josh 5 years ago, 2019. Rod, wave.
You now see what we deal with on a daily. Entertainment per usual. We'll see you later, fellas. Again, we're the Back Alley. I'm Andrew. And Lewis decides not listen, but makes sense. Adios.
Bye.